Our preference is to play music in the original style from the 30s and 40s, and so we are trying to preserve the music from the 30s and 40s as it was written and played by the original artists.
Larry Tura of the West Wind Swing Band, which is part of the Hopkins West Wind Concert Band. The preference for playing 30s and 40s music as played by original artists is actually part of the group's mission statement. Joe Singer founded the band and plays Artie Shaw's instrument, the clarinet. Joe, you traveled to the University of Arizona, Tucson, where the Artie Shaw Archive is located. How has viewing Artie Shaw's actual musical manuscripts helped you better play Artie Shaw music?
Well, that's the nice thing about the manuscript is I can tell what they had in mind originally. One of the things I have trouble with is the modern arrangement, their modern transcription. You don't get that sense of what they were thinking initially. But the original manuscripts, I can tell this is how it's supposed to sound, how to feel, regardless of the orchestration.
How would that apply to Begin the Beguine?
Begin the Beguine was kind of an interesting case in the original manuscript. The score was actually lost with that one. So all I had to deal with were old parts. But all the original people that went through Artie's band made notes for me to copy and to try to work through as I heard the piece. And over the years, they made several different versions. And they actually had a full set for a big band.
What is there about the Shaw arrangement that is different from the later ones?
Well, the Shaw arrangement, so Artie Shaw, what I've noticed from the archives, is that he would take the original sheet music, the stock arrangement or stock sheet music you get at a store back then, and he'd write his own arrangements based off that original sheet music. And they actually had some of those in the archives. And he would do his little doodles on that. And then you see the score and you kind of see how that transitioned. So like I said, the big thing about Begin the Beguine was going from a Beguine dance to more of a swing piece.
So he changed it from one idiom to another, really.
Right. And Cole Porter was so famous, and Cole Porter's version actually was not. It was actually did very poorly. And Cole Porter always said, that's how I intended it. He'd always be quoted to say, that's how I originally intended it.
But that's not true.
Right.
Speaking with Joe Singer and Larry Tura of the West Wind Swing Band, you play a lot of Artie Shaw, but you play other composers as well.
That's right. We play a lot of Glenn Miller, a lot of Ben Goodman, a lot of Duke Ellington, and Gene Krupa, I believe, and Les Brown. But Artie Shaw did also wrote a lot of songs that were in the style of those composers as well.
For example?
We have St. James Infirmary play quite often, which is more of a bluesy song they hear, traditional song.
Why do you include this one in the band's repertoire?
I like to give the band a lot of variety. You know, it's more than just the same style. You have to do something exciting, but also something bluesy. So that's just something that works well with the band.
Do you find that the blues is always a hit with audiences?
Definitely. I find that not only is it a big hit with the audiences, but also most of the musicians prefer it.
St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table, so cold, so sweet, so fair.
A little St. James Infirmary by the West Wind Swing Band. Larry, this group is actually a non-profit organization, and you're always looking for new players. What does a community member need to join up?
We all are music lovers, we all love the performing, and we love the camaraderie of the group.
How do you select band members?
Most of the time people come in and audition, and we have kind of a leadership team that will listen to them and see how they fit in with the group, and if they can play the music and play it well and they have an interest in continuing with the band and the commitment, then it's pretty easy to join our band.
The song A Pretty Girl has been a favorite of the band, and it's kind of a win-win because audiences really go for it too.
Pretty Girl is an old Artie Shaw piece from his early days that is a clarinet feature, and it's a really old classic tune from the Ziegfeld Follies back in the early 20s, so it's a classic.
West Wind Swing Band plays at the Centennial Lakes Pavilion in Edina, Monday from 7 till 8 p.m. An internet search for West Wind Swing Band will help web surfers locate the band. The West Wind Swing Band is also on Facebook. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.